So something I've always wondered is why don't we use the term home run in more sports? Like, I feel like we could always have used home run in football. I feel like if it's a run, now hear me out on this. Hear me out on this. Hear me out on this. I feel like if it's a run of over 40 yards that goes for a touchdown, you should just put your arms up and yell, "Home run! Home fucking run!" I mean, really, I think that would be pretty cool. Honestly, I'm going to adopt that. It'll be a way to get myself more into the games, make the most of my time. I feel like the term home run just isn't used enough in sports. And, I mean, let's be honest, baseball has been pretty boring, since the whole, you don't want to let anyone use steroids. So, I mean, baseball is probably destined to be boring in that way. Ain't that right, J-Hop? Jay. Dre Tiggy. Dre Tovin. Fellas. Fellas. Fellas.
Please stand and remove your cap for the performance of our national anthem.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the APG Podcast. It's your boy Big Sad.
It's J-Hop, Big J-Hop back in the house.
Dre Tiggy.
My mind seems nice.
Then he just comes out and the street stinks up the joint.
Man, Patty Cakes out there killing him.
Jameis Winston is the most valuable player in the NFL.
I don't know, that sounds dumb. Hey, it's APG Podcast.
Big Sad.
Hey, it's your boy J-Hop.
Yeah, boy LZ.
We are back, the APG, in the building. Well, look, let's ride into it.
Just let me be great. Let me be great. I feel like motherfucking Cassius Clay right now. Genius. Don't be good, my nigga, be great. After that government cheese, we eatin' steak. After them projects, now we on the states. I'm from the bottom, I know you can relate. Fuck up the world. Just fuck up the swerve. Fuck up the world. Me and Destiny got a day. Martin had a dream. Hope got a team. My chain already heavy. Let me get a ring. Parades down Flatbush. Confetti on my fur. Turn right and right. Hook niggas heavy on the curve. See, most of my niggas die early 20s to late teens. I'm just trying to come from under the thumb of this regime. 1% of a billion more than niggas ever seen. Still, they wanna act like it's an everyday thing. Clean. Fuck up this world. Fuck up this world.
Yes, sir. Yo, 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 yo. Welcome back, man. It's another episode of the Anthem Protest Group podcast. It's your boy, Big Shad, holding it down for the holidays for the team. Right now, J-Hop, he went to a Thanksgiving turkey giveaway and ran into Tyrann Mathieu. He's been with Tyrann Mathieu the whole time. We've been trying to get a hold of him. We've been trying to text him, call him. We don't know what's going on. He said he was going to get some turkey. Haven't seen dude since. And I don't even have to explain what's going on with Dre Tiggy. It's Thanksgiving week. They had two games within 10 days. There was no way we were going to see Dre Tiggy, especially after what happened in Kansas City. So it's almost like you could blame both APG members for their absences right now. Obviously, Tyrann Mathieu would not need J-Hop right now unless it was a big win. Obviously, J-Hop capitalized on the situation, got a turkey, and got to hang out with his favorite free safety, I guess. And Dre Tiggy, we knew what was going on. He has to be there for good old Dak Prescott, man. It's your boy Big Shad. Really happy to be here.
Maybach music.
Most of the time when I hit drops today, it's not for your entertainment, so I can do my thing, man. As I did mention, it is. God damn! All the turkey. I didn't expect the turkey sound to go for that long. Jesus Christ. Man, as I mentioned, y'all, it is the day before Thanksgiving. You will be listening to this episode on Thanksgiving. And I got to help you guys with your picks, man. Got picks in from the teams. We got texts from the text line. We're going to do our best. I got stats. I got it all. So I guess without further ado, I'll get into the games, man. We got some real stinkers to start off our Thanksgiving. I hope you guys are listening to this podcast right now, getting ready for this first fucking game. We got Chicago versus Detroit. I mean, at least this is the first game, so like, most of you right now are probably listening to this podcast trying to avoid your family. You know, your family's probably, I don't know, most of you guys are married, wife's probably in the kitchen right now, cooking, kids running around. You're probably outside pretending to do something, you know, in the backyard, fucking with some shit. I don't know. A couple of you guys I know drove out to different places. So you're probably on the back porch smoking, trying to avoid things. All while this game is starting right here. Chicago and Detroit. I guess that's why they scheduled this one right here. Man. Well, after what happened in Baltimore, I guess we shouldn't be surprised that Andy Dalton will be starting this game. I mean, he looked decent coming into the game against Baltimore last week, but we do have to remember that he played for the Cincinnati Bengals for as long as he did. I also wanted to talk about how Fields coming out of the game versus the Ravens was almost worse for the Ravens defense than Fields staying in. While Fields was on the field... Fields was on the field. While Fields was out there, man, you notice my man Wink was sending every blitz known to man at the kid, and he wasn't able to handle it, man. It was really hard for him to work under that kind of pressure. It was really hard for him to identify that kind of pressure. So it made things a little hard for him during that game. Then you have Andy Dalton come in the game. Andy Dalton has seen these blitzes before. And what else is he? A redheaded check down bitch. So, a redheaded check-down bitch like himself is going to do what? Hit check-downs. And what are those check-downs going to do? Break for 75 fucking yards. Don't remind me. We still won the game, though.
Big trust.
So, that's all that matters to me. But back to this one. So, we have Andy Dalton coming in. We're not sure if Jared Goff is starting or not. I think he hurt his chest. I don't think it's worth even naming the backup quarterback in Detroit. But honestly, our boy Man Campbell is a good coach. I mean, honestly, this game is like the Bad Coach Bowl. It's like the antithesis of like two chess grandmasters going at it. Like, this is really two dingbats going at it for a game. Honestly, I hope you can sustain whatever the fuck you're doing and not watch this game. But I'll be simple. You guys know I pick the Lions in most games that the Lions are playing. I'm picking the Lions in this one, as should you, man. Go against the grain. This has to be the one win. If the Lions can win this one, Matt Nagy is definitely out. They're chanting Fire Matt Nagy at Chicago Bowl games. It's time for him to go. All right, next up, man. We got the Las Vegas Raiders versus Dre Tiggy's own, man. Dre Tiggy's own motherfucking.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah! How about them Cowboys? Yeah!
Against the Dallas Cowboys, man. God, what happened on Sunday? God, I think the worst thing that happened to the Cowboys on Sunday was not the loss, but the loss of CeeDee Lamb. Losing CeeDee Lamb to a concussion, not good for business. But, my fantasy owners, I want you to take a look at my guy Noah Brown, because Dak Prescott sure is going to be looking at him all fucking game. I definitely got my money on Noah Brown having a big game. And definitely, Dallas, I need you guys to run the ball more than 16 times this game. Come on, man. Feed Zeke. What the fuck do you pay him for? Tony Pollard, fast as shit. What the fuck are you paying these dudes for? Run the ball more than 16 times. God, I don't know what else I can say about that one. We just need you guys to run the fucking football, man. Vegas, absolutely terrible. Vegas is an example of, like, when you give your little brother Madden. Honestly, no. Not when you give your little brother Madden. Because your little brother would probably build a better team. than the Las Vegas Raiders. The Las Vegas Raiders, I want you to find some type of strand of monotony or some type of common thread between players on their team. No one really goes together. It's almost like you let someone loose in a clothing store, didn't tell them what they needed for the event, just told them, go in there and get something. So this dumb motherfucker comes out with a pair of cowboy boots and a fucking blazer and a sweatshirt. You don't know what the fuck is going on, right? Probably leather pants, assless chaps, or some dumb shit like that, too. Probably some tight-ass white t-shirts. That is the Las Vegas Raiders roster. Fire your GM, man. You fired your toxic coach, fire your GM. This is absolutely ridiculous. I got a few teams out here that are on my list that are holding on to mediocre quarterbacks, mediocre white quarterbacks, for reasons... you know. Everyone knows why. I don't know why the fuck you would keep Derek Carr on your team. He's absolutely terrible. He's a mess. He does the same shit every year. He starts off, he wins a couple of games. Maybe he beats you. Maybe he wins a division game. He leans on the run, but he makes bad choices. He's not that good. His arm is so-so. Not the best thing we've seen ever. Okay, he can place the ball here and there, but he's gonna fuck you over eventually. Derek Carr is hot garbage. You need to be looking at a quarterback. We got some decent quarterbacks coming in next year. I don't know. Vegas. What do you guys look like with Matt Corral? Malik Harrison? Who knows? Or do you wait, go another year with Derek Carr, lose all the way out, and come out as the Las Vegas Raiders with Spencer fucking Rattler at QB? Good God almighty. Talk about a redemption tour. Man, if we could end up having that, I think I'd forgive the Raiders for all the stupid shit they did. But all right, so talking about this game, I tell you, the Raiders are a random mix-up, really a mixed bowl of football players on a football field with a shitty quarterback. But we can't sleep on, I guess, their pass rush. Pass rush is kind of decent. I mean... a decent pass rush, a surviving pass rush against a hobbled offensive line in Dallas. So I guess that's one thing you should watch out for. I mean, I'm not thinking that this game is going to be a big 35-28, 45-35 type of event. I'm thinking we're looking at a 9-3 type situation here. I don't know. Dallas has kind of been struggling to move the ball. But I said look out for Noah Brown. Maybe a touchdown, maybe two. All right, I got Dallas winning this one in like a 17-3 situation, 17-10 situation. Man, this episode is going to be a trip to listen to later. All right, next up, our third and final fucking Thanksgiving game. They really didn't hook us up this one. Don't you guys wish we could flex Thanksgiving games? Good God. We got Buffalo going into New Orleans, man. Which this would have been a sweet-ass game to watch Jameis torch these fools, man. But, hey, sending our best, heal well to a real legend out there. I think it's really important to say that Alvin Kamara is not playing in this game. Especially after Jonathan Taylor just ripped the Buffalo Bills for 5 touchdowns. A historical performance. I think shout-out to Brian on that one. Brian has Jonathan Taylor in our fantasy league. I don't know. Ask around. But, yeah, Kamara, who's definitely good for 3-6 touchdowns in a game, not playing. Mark Ingram, does he gash the Buffalo Bills to avenge the Ravens? I would love to see that. I only took one note about the Bills for this game. I'll honestly read it. Sometimes I bullshit on reading the notes out loud to you guys during the actual pod, but I'm going to really read my note about the Bills. The Bills seem to suck. That's what I wrote. That's all I got for you for the Bills. Josh Allen seems to suck. The Bills seem to kind of low-key suck. So I think they're also going to come out here in this game and suck. But they'll win. So I got Bills taking this one. Fuck. Next up, we got the Atlanta Falcons going in to play the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think Matt Ryan should retire. I don't know. I guess Trevor Lawrence should do something cool in this one. But he won't. Atlanta wins this one. All right. Next up, man. Next up, we have. Damn, this is like hella hard without my man. God damn, there's no one to yell at when things don't move fast in this situation. No one to like text, no one to talk shit to. But yo, next up, man, we got the.
This is David Nevermind. And today's controversy is coming from yet another member.
Hey, yo,
of the hip hop community.
No, please,
Pablo, a new artist signed a new dive.
Hey, yo, go get my ball, boy.
Man, how do you not hear that song when you see Cam Newton storming, literally storming out of the tunnel with the smoke, man, screaming, man. We got the Panthers versus the Dolphins. The newly anti-APG, not on the good list, Miami Dolphins, man. So Cam looks decent, right? He didn't look terrible. He looks reminiscent of what he looked like last year, which is, I guess, slightly sustainable. Can win you 7 to 8 games. I don't fucking know. Miami, man, I guess the most recent news on Miami is that they scooped up Philip Lindsay. Fucking bitches. Fucking whores. Really could have worked out for the Ravens if he'd have fell to us, but the Dolphins, you know, casually scooped a decent running back for no reason, you know, so they can continue to not win with him. But that's cool. We can deal with that. Miami's kind of on the rise right now, but like I said, I don't think it's playoff rise. I think it's rising from winning one game to now they've won 2 games. So they might rise to 3 games. But is it this game? Is it against this defense? I mean, Miami's gotten lucky a couple of times against Miami's gotten lucky one time against a pretty decent defense that doesn't like to tackle. We'll talk about that later. I don't know. We've seen a few teams come off of that good old Jets bye week and get reminded that you have to play decent to beat an NFL team. But I don't know. I guess it's worth mentioning that Tua came out last game and he went 27-33 for 273 yards, 81% completion percentage. And he averaged, now this is the most important thing about what Tua did last week. He averaged 8.3 yards per attempt. That's like 7 miles a throw for this dude, even when he played at Alabama. That's a distance for him. That's almost a first down every fucking throw, which that's something you might want to keep an eye on. But let's be serious, man. Carolina has a dope defense. In Miami's defense, they like to run the cover zero. Will that work in a situation where you have Cam barreling down the middle? I mean, you can send everybody at him, but he is still Cam. He isn't as heavy as he used to be. But, I mean, you got Christian McCaffrey. You don't want to fucking do cover zero against Christian McCaffrey because they can just toss it to him in the flat, and he'll just do work on that defense. So we'll have to see something. But we can't forget that the stingy Xavier Howard, J-Hop's least favorite corner, is out there. And against a struggling Cam Newton. Fuck. Don't worry about that, y'all. But anywho. Who do I have winning this fucking game? I think Cam gets his first win. We got Carolina in this one. Defense wins championships. Next up, man. We got the New York Jets going into Houston. Really sad to say. After a brief moment of silence, Joe Flacco is done. Well, not done, but he's been moved to IR. And it looks like the white guy, he's out too. So that leaves Zach Wilson back. Really interesting. Zach Wilson, man, what does he look like on the comeback? Did he learn anything? Has he been practicing? One thing I do know about the Jets, Robert Saleh, your days are numbered, my man. You suck at coaching. You don't know what the fuck you're doing out there. They really thought that, like, because this asshole runs up the bleachers before the game and just, like, shouts and shit, that he was going to be like Denny Green.
But they are who we thought they were.
Come on, man. Get the fuck out of here. Guys, double back. Fire this asshole. Get a new coach. Get a new quarterback. Blow the whole thing up. Speaking of firings, though. Speaking of firings. Houston. What are we going to do over here? I mean, it looks like they can piece together a game at least. But David Culley, let's be honest. We'll see how this one works out. I honestly believe that David Culley's a fall guy. But, I mean, Tyrod Taylor's looked pretty decent in the last couple of games. I don't know. Fuck y'all. I got Houston winning this one. We're going to the next one. Next up, we got the Philadelphia Eagles playing against the New York Football Giants. All right, before we start talking anything Philly, I saw a couple different media outlets saying some outlandish shit. Something like Jalen Hurts' first 15 games looked better than Lamar Jackson's first 15 games. Give me a fucking break. Stop it. Please. We got Jalen Hurts last week. 13-24. 0 TDs. 0 picks. Jalen Hurts, man, the game manager of the future. A quarterback that just exists in the NFL. Never compare him to Lamar Jackson. But anywho, we got the Giants. They fired Jason Garrett this week. I guess they got tired of all the clapping. They probably went and would ask him after games that they lost. Hey, Jason, what do you think about this? Clap, 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 clap. Hey, Jason, what are you having for lunch? Clap, 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 clap. Hey, Jason, you're fired. Clap, 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 clap. But yeah, man, Jason Garrett fired. I think it's worth mentioning that Daniel Jones didn't look, 60% completion. I don't know. Last week. Threw two picks, though. Where's Saquon Barkley? All right, Philly wins this one. Next up, we got Pittsburgh going to Cincinnati. I think it's worth noting that Big Ben threw over 200 yards last week, and he threw for 3 TDs. It's interesting. Cincinnati wins this one. Next up, we got Tampa Bay going into Indy. This game, not interesting at all. Brady's putting up stats like a newborn baby out this motherfucker. 379 yards, 4 TDs, 2 picks. I told y'all that picks were just a part of the new Brady. That's the new Brady we get. Brady throws picks now, but he also still throws a lot of touchdowns. Also, how about that 11-yard run? Dude looked incredible. All right, yeah, but Tampa Bay wins this one. Next up, Maine. Yes, sir. God, I cannot wait for this one, man. We got fucking Tennessee going into New England. Now, this is a true battle of the minds, bro. This is a true battle of the minds. I actually, like, the last time that we were lucky enough to get an opportunity to see Mike Vrabel coaching against his former mentor, Bill Belichick, we got an interesting game that took really long to end because they were trying to intentionally get penalties and extend the clock and keep the ball out of each other's hands. I'm really interested in how this one goes. Something interesting I also want to talk about is Mac Jones, man. You guys know he's been 2 weeks in a row over 80% completions. It's pretty interesting. Last week, he only missed 4 throws going 22 of 26, 207 for one TD. I don't know, man. Mac Jones, Tua, Jalen Hurts. We don't throw 5 touchdowns a game in the NFL. We threw 20 of them a game at Bama. But now we come into the NFL, we manage the fuck out of the game. We try our best not to turn the ball over. We produce yards, but we play as a team. Maybe not all the touchdowns are on us, but our team is winning the game. They all say this after the game, too. They always go, Jalen, how do you feel about not throwing 5 touchdowns? We won the game. Mac Jones, how do you feel about throwing 1 touchdown? We won the game. Man, oh man. Could it be?
I'm not going to be the Alabama coach.
Could it really be that Saban? Saban really can produce pro quarterbacks? God. God help us all. Though I did just like really shit on Jalen Hurts, what, 5 minutes ago? 2 minutes ago? Rewind it back. Let me know how many minutes ago I was talking shit about Jalen Hurts. Because now I'm not. Another thing that's notable when you talk about the New England Patriots, man. My man Matt Judon, 10.5 sacks already. Good. Golly, Miss Molly. Could we really be considering the Patriots for the
playoffs? Don't talk.
I mean, seriously. I don't want to, like, sound like one of those people. But, I mean, really. Think about it. What you see right now, is that a team that's built for the
playoffs? Don't talk about it.
I don't know, man. They just might be. But all rookie quarterbacks fold in the playoffs, so I wouldn't get too worried. But I would worry a little bit, because they can beat somebody in the playoffs. And I say all that to say, Tennessee, they seem to still just be committed to their run game, which is, people think that that's like being dedicated to the run game, when all actuality, it's all they got. Ryan Tannehill's terrible. New England wins this one. Oh yeah, Tennessee cut Adrian Peterson. All right, next up, let's get to these afternoon games. All right, we got the Los Angeles Chargers going into Denver. The Chargers win this one. Justin Herbert throws for a shitload of yards. But he threw it like 41 times, but throws for a lot. All right, next up, we got the Rams going into the Packers. Yo, so I think that we're finally getting the real Matt Stafford. You can look at Sean McVay, which I'm kind of looking at Sean McVay a little sideways, because I'm not really going for that shit. Like, I'm not really going for this, like, boy genius wonder boy shit like I used to. I don't know. At times, he seems like he's got it going on. Seems like he's got some cool route combinations here and there. Seems like he sets up big things, but then all of a sudden, he'll just, like, not run the ball. And it's like, run the fucking ball. Or sometimes he runs it too much. And you're like, stop running the ball. Throw it. But also, Matt Stafford. I think we shoot this guy too much bail. I think we kind of fell in love with the whole I'm loyal to Detroit thing and never really, like, critique this man fairly. Maybe he's just not that fucking good. The thing is, the guy on the other side is that fucking good. I'm not going to really subscribe to the Aaron Rodgers COVID toe or the Rex Ryan loves his feet narrative that's going on. I'm just going to say the Packers are going to win this game because their defense is better. And I'm sick of Jalen Ramsey. He's not that good. All right, next up, we got Minnesota going into San Francisco. Yo, you guys know that fucking Kirk Cousins threw the ball 49 times last game. That is ridiculous. Now, if you got Kirk Cousins throwing the ball close to 50 times a game or more, shit ain't going to work out for y'all in the playoffs, man. This is only going to lead to bad things. All right, but in this game, I don't see how San Francisco can beat this Minnesota Vikings team. I think it's worth mentioning that this Minnesota Vikings team is dealing with some pretty heavy shit right now, though. Everson Griffin this morning was having some type of breakdown and was kind of talking about Dalvin Cook helping him buy a gun, which I don't know why he'd say that, but whatever. Also, talking about Mike Zimmer, he's like hauled up in his back in his basement with a gun. I should probably try to sound a little bit more sensitive. I am. I'm definitely sensitive to like mental health, right? Me of all people, right? So yeah, that shit is sad. Does it distract the team that much for this road trip to San Francisco? I think not. I think that Justin Jefferson does that stupid fucking dance all over their touchdown, their end zone. Yeah. So, I would take Minnesota in this game, you fucks.
But they are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it. I want winners.
Fuck it. Yes, sir. We got ourselves another Sunday night game. Home game, wearing the all black. We got the Browns coming into town to face the Baltimore Ravens. Very, 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 very excited about this game. Only because it feels like it's been an eternity since I've watched Lamar Jackson play. He was out last game with an illness. He does need to stop eating the gas station chicken Alfredo. He should probably start eating at the team facility or something, man. I don't know. Who am I to say? Not really anybody. Whatever. Baker Mayfield. It just seems like, dare I say it, the clock is ticking for him. I think the team is really going. Do we realistically pay this asshole? Or do we move on from this asshole? And I think that's something seriously that they need to consider, because they've already lost a star, if not a few stars already, because he's a dickhead. So that's something interesting to think about. Baker, man, really hasn't looked very impressive in the last few weeks on the field. Against Detroit, he went 15 of 29 for 176 yards. And his wife is saying the team needs to be tougher. I mean, it sounds like Baker just needs to be better. So that's interesting in this situation. The Browns, man, Nick Chubb still having an incredible season. Something to watch out for. Lamar, though, coming off of a really, really, really shit performance in Miami. Threw 41 balls. Only connected like 26 times. I don't know, but we've seen much better out of him this year, obviously, as he's on an MVP run. We'll just see how they did with preparation. With him dealing with illness all this week. They said he practiced today, so that's something important to think of. But we do have a lot of team players that are banged up. Had about over 14 people missing practice this week. And I'm talking about big-name players out of the top 22 on the team. So that's something important to think about. We got a few linemen back. Nick Boyle, in his first game back last week, looked rusty, as I expected. You know, really missed a big catch that he could have made. But Mark Andrews has been on fire. Like always, trying to be Lamar's anchor as much as he can. The defense, man, I think it's time to start rearranging some shit. I think it's time to relieve Marlon Humphrey of some of his duties. Kind of tone it down on him. Give some other fellas a shot, man. Move Marlon around. And give Averett a shot. Shoot. Give some of these young boys a shot. Give Tavon Young a shot. It's been a while since we've seen him. I know his foot was a little banged up, but give him a shot. There's so many things about my Ravens right now that concern me, but we just keep pressing on. Not mad that we missed out on Phillip Lindsay. Not the biggest loss in the world because Devontae Freeman looks all right. I don't think I have to say it. Ravens win this one. Oh, yeah. Seattle versus the Washington football team. Seattle versus Washington. Russ, man. He looks Russ. Put a T-Y next to that name. Rusty. Rusty. I don't think Russ is into this shit. I think he's out. I think he's definitely had enough with Seattle. I think that time on the bench with Pete allowed him to, like, really, truly sit and reflect on, like, being in Seattle, being around Pete Carroll. And he made his decision. My finger feels better. I'm going to fucking hot dog it for the rest of this year because I don't give a shit. And this Washington football team, the MAGA quarterback, Heineke. Look, the Washington defense is kind of playing like people said they would play. I guess I shouldn't say that. Playing better than they have been. Washington's offense seems to click a little bit. Heineke, MAGA boy, seems to be kind of a dog. But I feel bad for the Washington football team. They always get these kind of assholes. They always get these guys that are, like, kind of good at random times or good when the team wants them to be good. And then the Washington football team fans are like, yes, this is the best guy ever. And it's like, I mean, he can win, but he can't win. And these assholes always end up getting contracts in Washington to stay in there for a long time. So looks like that's what you guys end up with. Instead of landing a Matt Corral or a situation like that, you stay with Taylor Heineke. So that's the Washington football team. In this game, I do have the Washington football team winning. Really? Don't ask me why. I'm so serious. Don't ask me why. I guess what I said was why. Russ is out on this season. Losing Chris Carson is a huge deal breaker. And then the defense over there, man. Bobby Wagner can't do it on his own. So, yeah. Take the Washington football team in this one. God, I wish I had a better way to end this episode. Shit. I don't know, y'all. How do I end the episode? There's no one to, like, bounce off of, like, yo, y'all. I'm sure most of y'all, Paul, like, cut it off at this point, right? No one's sitting here listening to me at this point. There's no way anyone's staying at this point. Episode is basically over now. All right, it's over.